Let's just go ahead and obey the Lord. Amen. I feel the Lord in this place. I feel the power of the Lord's going to help us. Amen. If we'll open up our heart to receive His wonderful Word. Receive it in the Spirit. Same Spirit in which we give it in this place. Amen. But y'all don't get nervous yet. Turn with me to the book of St. John, chapter 13. I'm going to begin reading at verse 21. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to read 2 and then turn to 21. Amen. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified, and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on the other, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. And then lying on Jesus' breast saith unto him, Lord, who is it? And Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Amen. Y'all help me pray tonight.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we love you for the gathering of your people in this house. Father, we know that the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Father, we know that it is your intent tonight, God, to draw us closer unto you. Father, I love you for all that you have done for me. Father, how you have brought me out of great darkness into your night. Father, I pray for each and every one that is in this place tonight. Father, that you'll go up and down the avenues of their soul. Oh, God, that the anointing of the Lord will begin to flow in this place like a river. Oh, God, that the anointing of the Lord will begin to run through the hearts of all the children as we preach this message tonight. For it is the anointing of God that breaks the yokes of bondage. Help us, oh, God, as we're gathered here, Lord, to hear your word. Don't only anoint the minister, but anoint those that are in the congregation to hear and to understand and to apply the wonderful word of God. That we all may live and enter into that great kingdom prepared for those that love you. Oh, God, prepare our souls for the coming of the Lord. Let us all abide here tonight, listening to the Spirit of the Lord, that we may be edified as a body of Christ, believers fitly joined together for the coming of our God. Help us, oh, God. Let the anointing of God flow in the house of the Lord tonight. Oh, we praise thee and we love you for all that you're going to do in the house tonight. Oh, blessed God. Holy is the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Y'all may be seated tonight. Amen. I want to speak to us tonight about one thing. Amen. The title of my message would be, The Wicked Seeks the Weakest. Amen. The Wicked Seeks the Weakest. Amen. He is up and down the avenues of this church this very moment, seeking after that whom he may devour. Amen. He's walking up and down the avenues of these pews tonight. He's walking around seeing who is weak in the faith, who is weak in the spirit. He's walking here tonight. Amen. I'm taking my text here. Amen. Amen. John 13:25. He then lying on Jesus' breath saith unto him, Lord, who is it? And Jesus said, He it is to whom I shall give sop when I have dipped it. Amen. See, the devil is very crafty. Amen. The devil knows what he's doing. He knows those that are sitting on the pews tonight, whether you're ready to go or whether you're not ready to go. He knows whether or not that you're dabbling in things you ought not to be dabbling in. And he knows also just how to control you. Amen. But one thing that I thought was noteworthy
Amen. That it said that those the disciples did not know who it was. Amen. They didn't realize who it was. Amen. But it wasn't until Judas dipped and Satan entered into him. When Jesus handed him that sop, it was almost as it was one final time to reach for his soul. There was one final time to reach out there and tell him he don't have to go this way. That Jesus was already aware of what he was going to do. He's already stated. He said in other scriptures, he said, "Who is it? Is it I?" And Jesus said, "Thou hast said." He knew that it was going to be Judas. He knew that he was going to betray him. But as it was, as he was reaching for his soul one more time, he said it after I have dipped it. After he had dipped that bread and give it to him, he had that one more opportunity to recant on what he had planned to do. Amen. But when he could not be shifted or his mind changed, the Bible said, then Satan entered into him. Amen. Then Satan entered into him. And I want to preach a little while on the infrastructure attack of the devil. Amen. How he tries to attack the infrastructure of God's church. How he tries to attack you because he knows that he cannot reach Jesus. But he knows that he can tear you down if you're abiding in a way that you ought not to abide. Amen. I don't want to get afar myself, but listen, I want to go back to Genesis chapter 3. He said, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die." Come on now. Amen. "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Come on now. Amen. He said, he lied to her right there. Amen. "Ye shall not surely die." In John 13:2, it said, "The devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot," amen, Simon's son, "to betray him. Just as he communed with the devil." The devil put it in Simon and Judas's heart to betray him. Just as he had put it in the heart of this woman to eat of the fruit of the tree of a good knowledge. Amen. He already may have tried to get a hold of Adam. He may have already tried to get a hold of him. Amen. And found that he could not. Amen. But he went after the weaker vessel. Amen. He went after that one that might not have been so strong. Amen. He realized he could not get Adam. So he went after Eve, the weaker vessel. Amen. The bride of Adam. Amen. Can I remind you that Adam was the Son of God? Amen. And the devil desired to have the bride of the Son of God. Amen. And the devil still seeking the bride of the Son of God. Amen. And the weak vessels that are gathered in this place tonight. Don't you know that the church is the body of Christ? Don't you know that the church is the bride of Christ? And the devil is not stopping until he just takes you right out of where you are going to be or where you need to be with Jesus Christ. Amen. He's been seeking the bride for a long time. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you. He's seeking weakness. That devil's seeking weakness. Amen. I really want you to think about your soul as we preach this word tonight. I don't want you to think I'm throwing stones. I ain't throwing nothing at anybody. But one thing's for sure, Jesus is coming. Amen. And a lot of times we find we are weak. Amen. Amen. Those that are tied to the flesh, amen, is weak. Amen. For the Bible teaches us that the weakness of man is the flesh. Amen. When we find ourselves whipped down, beat up, tossed and turned each way possible, we can always associate it with flesh. Amen. We can always associate that with flesh. The Bible said in Matthew 26:41, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." The Bible teaches us that we are weak in the flesh. But if we walk in the spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. We will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on now. Y'all help me preach in here tonight. Amen. The devil is seeking you tonight. The devil is walking in here and he's seeking you. It don't matter how long you've been saved. It don't matter how less you've been saved. The devil is seeking you right now because there is a weakness in your life. Amen. And he'll expose that weakness in you. Amen. When you see that weakness, There's a weakness in you. Amen. And in that weakness, you'll find all the carnal things of your mind. You'll find a stagnation of your walk with God. You'll find yourself not able to love and worship the King when you're in His presence. Come on now. When you come into the house of God, as Brother Smith was saying this morning, quoting a psalmist, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Some, and you say some not blessing the Lord. If you bless Him halfway or a quarter of the way, that's all that's within you. Amen. I believe that David was bubbling over when he said, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me." If we find ourselves sitting there and we're not able to bless the Lord because it's not in us to bless Him, we'll find it in a way that if we can't lift up our head and bless the Lord for the salvation that we bask in every day, if we can't bless Him for the security of our soul, if we can't do these things, that's because flesh is still driving you. Amen. Flesh is still dictating what you're going to worship and how you're going to worship the Lord. Amen. Romans 8:7, it says, "Because a carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." We can't please God in the flesh. Amen. Because the flesh will destroy your worship. You won't worship. You won't pray. You won't witness. You won't study. You cannot please God if you don't do these things. I'm here to tell you tonight. Amen. If we don't study the Word of God. Amen. If we don't praise Him when we come into the tabernacle with the saints of God, that's why we come to the house of the Lord. It's to praise Him and to love Him for what He has done for us on Calvary. Amen. We're getting ready to celebrate Christmas. Are we just wanting the gifts in which man has given, or can we have what God has given us? Eternal life. Amen. Through the remission of sins. Amen. That devil's seeking you tonight. Amen. The devil is the father of flesh. Isn't he? The devil is the father of flesh. And he knows when he can control you by it. Amen. Come on here. Because our weakness is the flesh. Amen. Bless the Lamb of God. We need to get some air back there, I wish. But hallelujah. Glory to God. Help us in this place, Holy Ghost. The devil is the father of flesh. That's why you can't please God when you're abiding in it. Come on here. But who does abide in the flesh? Amen. We come here tonight to worship God. We come here tonight to praise Him, to love Him, to honor Him. Hallelujah. Come on here. That devil, he's on your trail. Let me tell you a little bit about what happened here. You know, he even tried the Lord Himself. He tried to get a hold of Adam through Eve. He even tried to get a hold of Jesus as He tempted Him up on the mount. He thought that, you know, hey man, He didn't send a little devil to do the job. Hey man, he went Himself. He sent Himself up there to try to get a hold of Jesus. Because He knew that if He was going to do it right, He had to do it Himself. Hey man, that's twofold. Hallelujah. So He did it. But see, He could not prevail against Jesus. He could not prevail against Jesus at all. He even tried to use Peter at one place when Peter was going to tell him not to go to Jerusalem. He said in Matthew 16:22, he said, "Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, for this shall not be done unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan." Amen. "Satan, thou art an offense unto me. Thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those things that be of man." See, he could not get Jesus. So he had to get to the infrastructure of the cabinet. Amen. Of the company of the Lord. He could not know. He could not get Him. He done tried for 40 days. He tempted the Lord up on the mountain. Amen. Some can't even take 40 minutes. Amen. Of temptation. Come on now. Glory to God. He tempted Him. He knew that His strength was way more than He could, because He quoted the Word of God. He defeated the devil by the Word of God. Amen. Glory to God. So he could not. But he had to go into the infrastructure. Amen. That's what he tried to do. The infrastructure. Peter didn't work out either. When he tried to use Peter didn't work out either. Because after he was rebuked, he straightened up. Amen. When he was rebuked, he straightened up. And sometimes that's what we need as children of God, is a real straight, strict rebuke to get us to where we need to be. Amen. Can we take it? That's the question. But that wicked one, he does not rest. He's on your trail. The Bible said in Luke 22 and 4, and he went his way, being Judas, went his way and communed with the chief priests and the captains, how he might betray him unto them. The Bible said, and they were glad, and they coveted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Oh my. Chief priests were glad that he communed with them. Amen. The devil is glad also when a child of God becomes cold or indifferent. Come on. They were glad, oh God, that he communed with them. So they coveted to give him money. Let me tell you, that's all the world can offer you. How world can offer you money, wealth, fame, and possessions. Come on now. Oh God. So the chief priest was glad that he communed. Let me tell you something. That devil's glad when you get cold on him, on the Lord. Because when you get cold on him, you start communing with those out in the world. Come on now. And they'll be glad that you commune with them. They'll be glad that you back off from God. Amen. Come on now. Matthew 16:26 said, for what is a man profited? He shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Y'all know the story about Judas. He sold the Lord out for 30 pieces of silver. Amen. He didn't know that they were going to kill him. He didn't realize they were going to take him away, because he said, all right, lead him away safely. All right. When he took, he led him to Jesus, he said, lead him away safely. Don't hurt him. Take him away. He wanted the money. The Bible said he was a thief. And he bore the bag and the things that were in it. Amen. He just wanted the money. He just wanted the wealth. He may have just wanted the fame of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. He was there. He's seen the miracles of God. He's seen the power moving about. He's seen all these things. But yet he still coveted after the money. Amen. But you know the end of Judas. The end was that when he seen that Jesus was condemned, he went back to the temple where the priests were and repented himself and threw down the money that he sold him out for and went out and ultimately lost his life. Amen. He ultimately lost his life. Amen. He did not receive what he thought he was going to receive. And I'm here to tell you, young people, that you're not going to receive what you think you're going to receive when you turn around on God. Amen. You might have it for a little while, but death is right around the corner. Amen. But death is right around the corner. Amen. You might betray your Lord and go out into the world, but I tell you, when the world gets a half a chance, it will destroy you. It will take your life. It'll take what you have. Even that what you have, it will be gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Chief priests were glad that he communed with them. Hallelujah. Another thing I thought was interesting about this scripture, hallelujah, is it said that he sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Some live a totally different life outside of the church. Some live a whole different life outside of the congregation of the saints of God. Amen. He said, I'll do it, but I don't want them to know about it. I'll seek a way to betray my Lord, but I don't want my other friends and my other disciples to know that I'm going to plan to do this. Come on here. He said he'd do it in the absence of the multitude. Amen. Come on now.
Amen. Oh, God.
Ah. Hallelujah. In the absence. Sometimes it's hard for a man of God, unless it's just shown him by God, to discern some people's lifestyle. You can come in this place and shout the victory and the glory fall from heaven upon you, and leave this place and so cluttered up with sin that you don't know whether you're coming or going. Amen. You can do that. You can hide that from the man of God possibly for a while. Amen. But you can never hide it from the Lord. The Lord knew Judas from the beginning. Even though He picked him, He knew his intent. He knew what he was going to do. But He gave him opportunity, just as He has gave us opportunity, not to betray Him, but to serve Him. Not to leave or to forsake Him, but to do that which He's called us to do, and to reach out to all mankind with the love in which we have in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He gave him the opportunity. Amen. To turn back, but he did not. Amen. But when he did repent, he repented to the wrong ones. He repented to the priest rather than God. He didn't have to die. Amen. Judas didn't have to die. He didn't have to burn in hell for eternity. Amen. He had the opportunity to repent unto the Lord, and he would have been saved. I believe that with all of my heart, that he did not have to perish. And neither do you have to perish. Come on. Amen. We can't live one way in the house of God and live another way outside of here. We can't come in here and lift up our hands in a pretense of worshiping God, because He will not honor it. He will not honor that worship in which you give. Come on here. I'm going to tell you right now. Amen. I came here to preach a little word tonight. And I don't want to offend nobody. But amen, this is important. I know that if a church is ever going to go forward, if a church is ever going to excel, amen, there can't be any flesh living within the insides of the confines of this place. Amen. If the church is ever going to go anywhere, amen, from the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot have it. Amen. But as it was said, that even the disciples didn't realize that Judas was living a double life. They did not realize that he was living in hypocrisy. Amen. They could not discern him. Amen, because he must have been a real good actor. He must have been a real good performer. He must have been a real good, amen, oh God, Sunday go to church, young man. They didn't discern him, but Jesus did. Amen, because they didn't discern him, because they all was wondering, is it I? Amen, each one went around and said, is it I? Is it I? Amen. They didn't want to betray Jesus, but there was one that already put in his heart to betray him. There was one that was already going to go out there and do this thing, oh God, against the Lord. Don't you know if you commune with the devil? Amen. Don't you know if you take on the gifts of the devil, you're going to lose out with God? Come on. Come on here. We can't do it. We shouldn't want to do it. But sometimes we get caught up, amen, in the way things are, and the way things are going. Some people trip up over different things. Some people throw in the towel over different things. Amen. I may think it's ridiculous on one thing, and somebody else may think, well, that's a just cause to throw in the towel. Amen. People throw in the towel a lot of times for nothing at all. Amen. Amen. So what am I saying to us tonight? What am I saying? I'm trying to tell us that you don't have to sell out the Lord for 30 pieces of silver to sell Him out. Amen? You can betray Him in your actions. You can deny Him in your thoughts. You can deny Him in the way that you live and what you say and how you act. You can betray Him. Come on. I told you that devil's glad if you get cold on God. He's so glad. Because if he can get in the infrastructure of this church, if he can get in here in one of the lives of the members of this house and this church, amen, he's glad. But until we expose that, whatever it is that's holding us back as an individual and as a church, we're never going to go anywhere. We're never going to do anything for God. Because you know that the Lord wants His people to be clean from all things of the flesh. that the Bible wants, God wants us to live holy and righteously and gives us the ability to do so through the Word of God and through sacrifice and through bearing the cross and through prayer. Amen. And witnessing unto those. We all have the power to overcome the devil. But some refuse to release the carnalness, refuse to release the fleshly binds, the fleshly bands that has us bound. Amen. Come on. You know what I mean? That wicked is seeking you. That devil's seeking you, and he'll find you if you're not careful. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:1, he said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying, strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" If we find anything in the house of the Lord, if it's strife or envying, divisions, anger, hatred, amen, these things is the works of the flesh. Amen. They're the bindings of the devil that cannot go forth. Amen. He said we cannot receive the meat of the Word when these are yet around in the midst of God's house. Amen. The envying and the strife and the divisions. Amen. Do we have divisions in the house of God? Come on now. Do we have divisions in this place? Do we have strife in this place? Are we united as one? Are we together as one? Do we desire the same things? Amen. Have we departed from iniquity? Have we desired and placed in our heart that we will succeed in Christ? That we will get over the hills and the humps in our way? We will go home for the Lord. I will not envy, and I will not have a division among my brethren. Amen. The devil loves division. Amen. He loves strife. He loves it when you get angry at your brother or your sister. He loves it when you think, you know, he loves to get into the minds of the children of God. Amen. And make you think folks are talking about you when they ain't never said nothing. Amen. He'll make you think that they ain't liking you and there ain't nothing but love flowing out from this place. Amen. I heard a man once say that you wouldn't think about what, you know, worry about what people thought of you if you knew how seldom they did. Amen. That's the truth. The devil will beat you down. Amen. He'll beat you down. Make you think they're talking about you and they ain't talking about you. Hallelujah. We've got to get it right. Come on here. Bible said to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And I don't want nobody to be devoured in this place. Amen. But we're so close to being devoured if we have these things in our life. Come on now. We are so close to being devoured. If we find this in our life, we got to realize one thing. That's flesh. You remember what I said already, that you know, those that are in the flesh cannot please God. So if we have flesh in our life, we must get it out, because the devil is the father of flesh. Amen. He's a father of a carnal mind, which is enmity with God, and not subject to God's law, neither indeed can be. Come on now. We got to realize this stuff. This is the Word of God. Amen. Sent forth that we can hear it and understand it, apply it to our life, and shake it off and go on for God. Amen. It takes a big man to stand up and say, "I messed up." It takes a man of God to stand up and say, "I went the wrong way, but I repented and I'm going on for God." Amen. If you are going to survive, you've got to do like I've seen some. Stand up and say, "I'm going on for God." Standing up and repenting before the church. If you want any kind of strength at all, you can't harbor that sin. You can't harbor that flesh in your soul. Amen. You might be able to hide that carnalness for a little while, but before long it'll bubble out. A little deeper within our own heart.
If you find it hard to bring yourself into the house of the Lord, we need to look in our heart. If you find it difficult to read the Word of God, study it and witness for Him, we need to look deep within our soul. Amen. I'm talking about that wicked seeks the weakest. And we're weak when we don't do what God's told us to do. Amen. We're made strong by the Word of God. We're made strong by doing the things which makes a man of God, which is prayer and fasting and seeking the face of the Lord. If you find yourself saying, I'm slacking here. I'm slacking in fasting and preaching or seeking the face of God. You're going to find flesh in your life. You know one thing I found? Is that you can suppress flesh for a little while. Amen. You can suppress it for a little while. But I'm telling you, just a little while, it's going to come up out of you and you can't hide it. You can't hide it. Hallelujah. You can't hide that old flesh. Every time. Somehow, some way, you cannot be hidden. Just like the glow of the Lord that's in your life can't be hidden. Neither can the stench of the skunk. Amen? I'm serious now. Sin, it stinks. It stinks in the nostrils of God. I could see a sin-ridden man lifting up his hands and trying to worship a holy God. It's a stench into his nostrils. Amen? Why do you think he sent his son? That we could be in his righteousness and worship him. We can't hide that. You find yourself getting angry at your brother or sister. Amen? At the drop of the hat. And you got a collection. Hey man, you've got flesh in your life. I mean, who wants God to go on? I mean, who wants Covenant Holiness Church to go on? I mean, go on. I mean, you know, come on here. Hey man, but if we search our soul, I tell you, I'll be honest with you. I try to search my soul daily. Hey man, I'm no better than anybody. Amen. I falter as good as anybody. Amen. But I thank God if it wasn't for His mercy and His grace. And that, you know, that mercy that endureth forever. We'll never make it. But we find what we need in the Word of God. And He says to repent. Amen. God wants us to go and do for Him. Amen. When you back up on God, the devil knows it. And he's going to use you. Come on now. You either work for the Lord or the devil. You might sit there and think that you're not working for either one. But I'm here to tell you, you're either working for the Lord or the devil. You're either glorifying God, amen, or you're lifting up the devil with your frown. Amen. If you're frowning, that means you don't have no victory. And if you don't have no victory, that means the devil is on your trail. Come on now. God's worthy to be praised. And God said that the wicked one is seeking your life. He is coming to seek you. That world is going to offer you things that you think you cannot miss. That world's going to offer you things, fame, fortune, whatever it is. Whatever it is, but that's all He has to offer you. He offers you things that you can see, touch, and feel. Because the Bible said those things which you can see, amen, are temporal. But God offers you eternal life through His Son. Can't see it right now, but that is eternal. And the world's pulling after our young people. Not only the young people, but the older ones alike. We preach to our young people a lot, but really, we're hoping that some of it will rub off on the older ones. Amen. Because it's important. I had a young friend when I was in the world. He had godly parents. He went to church his whole childhood. And when he was older, about 21, he thought he wanted to go out in that world. He thought that all of those things that his parents had shielded him from his whole life, was his time to go out and look at it, see what the world had to offer him. And this young man was one of the sweetest boys you ever could meet. He was so well-mannered, so polite, so loving. But he got tied up with those that are in the world. And we tried to help him. We thought we were doing him a favor by trying to teach him how to drink beer. We thought we were doing him a favor to try to make him a socialite, to bring him out here in the world and mingle with us. We thought we were doing him a favor, brother. Amen. And we took him away from his mommy and his daddy. Amen. And offered him the things of this world. Offered him the beer and the girls, the cigarettes, all of the things that the world has to offer. Amen. And he had godly parents. He was in church just like you are. Amen. He was in church when he was little just like you are. Amen. But the world pulled at his soul. But I'm here to tell you that he wasn't in that world very long. Because that wicked, wicked, wicked devil sought his life. He was a good kid. Boy, was he ever a sweet person. Oh, God, he was something. But he rebelled against God, and he went into the world. And one dark night, I was at my job, but he was in the car with five other kids. They were driving down the road, and there was a young girl. She was 16, hadn't been driving very long. Amen. Had a whole carload full of young people. And they were driving down the road. Headed to the beer store because my friend was 21 and he was old enough to buy beer. They were headed down the road and she was going as fast as she could go. She come up along this car and he was slowed down to the point he was almost stopped. Amen. And she said, I'm going to go around that car. And she went out to go around him, but it was on a hill. And then over that hill came a big, big, big truck, a man that was loaded down with wood, a big tractor trailer that was coming over the top of this hill. And she saw that tractor trailer and she snatched it over in her lane and got back over in the right lane where she was supposed to be. But she thought she was safe, but at judge she overcompensated. Amen. And when she went off there, she got off the road and she hit it again. And when she did, the car went into a skid. And in that skid, my friend was on the passenger side of the car in that door. And that car slid sideways and slid right down the highway. And here comes that semi-tractor trailer and it broadside of that car right down into the middle. Amen. They had to pull the tire off of my little friend. That little boy that could have made heaven his home. We had to peel him off of a bumper because he decided to go into the world. Amen. That young boy that had every opportunity to serve God. We had to peel him out from underneath the truck because he decided to mingle with the world.
And I was one that was in that crowd pulling him to come out into the world. And that boy's dead. He is in hell because he rejected God. He rejected the salvation of the Lord. He left his world and he went to hell. Don't fool yourself, children. Don't fool yourself. God, hell opens his mouth to receive even the young that reject God. God. Don't be a fool. Don't reject God. That world, it don't care about you. Oh, it seeks your life. Oh, Jesus, help us. Oh, God. Oh, that devil seeks your life. He's going to offer it to you. Hallelujah. Come on, God. Oh, God. Let's get the world out of the church tonight. Oh, God.